You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty.
Creation.
Curiosity.
The next idea.
We weren't setting out to do these huge things. We were just starting with solving a problem we hoped a few other people had.
You probably scraped food into the trash can today, or maybe you pitched an apple core out the car window. If you did that, you're contributing to America's food waste problem, and it's a big one, some $218 billion big. And now Battle Creek wants to be America's test laboratory and lead the way to zero food waste. Bill Schroer is with the Food Waste Solutions Committee in Battle Creek with us now. And Bill, we know the USDA has set a goal of cutting our nation's food waste in half by 2030. That's a pretty big lift. Why do you think Battle Creek is the perfect spot for a national test market laboratory to help figure out how to do that?
30% of the food we produce is wasted, which is just an astonishing number given the relative efficiency of the rest of our industrial system. As to why Battle Creek is the ideal place, there's a couple of reasons. First of all, Battle Creek is a food town dating back to the late 1800s when, of course, W.K. Kellogg initiated the Kellogg Company and then became the cereal capital of the world. We had 23 cereal companies here at one time. There's still Kellogg Post and ConAgra still have plants here, as well as the Kellogg Company has the WKKI Institute for Food Research. We have the International Food Protection Agency located here. We also have Covance Laboratories, which is a food packaging testing laboratory. We have, in addition, a large number of independent consultants who work for all of these food organizations who are food scientists or R&D or new product development people and so forth. For a town of 50,000 people, Battle Creek has a tremendous concentration of food assets and food resources that can be leveraged against really a number of food issues, but food waste is one of the things that we've identified. The other thing, and just because I'm an ex-food brand manager, and one of the things that you look for in a test market is that it's relatively small, relatively isolated, so it's not contaminated by other markets, and relatively reflective of the larger universe. And one of the things about Battle Creek is we have a major regional food bank, we have a number of food manufacturers, we have mass feeders, we have a large casino, and we have all of essentially the major component parts that in the food distribution and manufacturing cycle that contribute to the food waste problem. So in many ways, Battle Creek is uniquely structured and situated to be a test market for this issue.
Let's talk about this issue, Bill Schroer, food waste. As you say, it's a big national problem, but let's take it down to day-to-day life. And the question would be, why is it such a big deal if I throw out something that I don't use in my refrigerator, I pitch something out the car window? Talk about what food waste really is.
One of the component parts of food waste that makes it so intractable or so difficult to deal with is that waste is generated pretty much at every step throughout the distribution system, both in manufacturing and distribution, and all the way down to the household level. As a matter of fact, in terms of the, you cited $218 billion in waste, of the $218 billion, $144 billion of that, or over 50%, is contributed by households. The household component part is actually one of the largest contributors to food waste, and that's unfortunate. It's done for a number of reasons. One is the fact that 40% of the food that's wasted is perishable food. In our country, perishable food is extremely cheap compared with costs of perishable food in other parts of the world. Fruits and vegetables, for example, make up most of the perishable food. So we throw it out, even necessarily before it's bad, but we just don't worry because it's so inexpensive. Another part of perishable foods are things that are freshness dated, milk, orange juice, yogurt, lots of things like that. Right now, as a country, we have no regulatory standards on freshness dating or best if used by. Huge problem. Essentially, what it's left to is the manufacturer to determine what that date should look like. Frankly, manufacturers don't have much of incentive to extend that date to the logical, useful life of the product.
Point taken. Toss it out and buy a new one.
Right. And, of course, people are concerned about safety. And if you don't know what the actual shelf life of a cup of yogurt is, you look at the freshness dating and you throw it out. The fact is it might be good for another 2 weeks, but you don't want to take that chance. The combination of perishables, the notion of freshness dating challenge, which is huge, the notion that because we as a country are looking for variety in our menu, we tend to buy a lot of things and then we don't necessarily use them and then we throw them out. The other thing is 55% of purchases in grocery stores are unplanned, which results in overpurchase and then spoilage.
Mm-hmm.
There's just a whole stream of issues at the home level.
So the idea that you and other committee members have written to the U.S. Agriculture Secretary with a proposal, set up a Food Waste Solutions Institute and a test laboratory in Battle Creek, what kind of solutions would you be looking at? What kind of research and testing do you envision?
Well, there's three fundamental categories of addressing food waste. One is in prevention, the second is recovery, and the third is in recycling. When it comes to prevention, there's a number of things that can be done at the manufacturing level. One of the contributing issues is the notion of line changeover. You know, that's kind of an inside baseball kind of thing.
Yeah, what does that mean?
The food business, of course, is frantic about cleanliness and sanitation and purity. When you stop running a food line, it stops. All of a sudden, you've got ingredients in the stream, in the pipeline. And so you have to then flush all of those ingredients, and they're all wasted. The fact they're perfectly good ingredients, wherever they are throughout the entire manufacturing line, have to be flushed in order to introduce new ingredients to run a different product. So if you're making yogurt, for example, or pizza, all of the particular flavors or component parts have to be flushed out of the system and you introduce the new products. So helping manufacturers get better at running longer shifts of the same product would help reduce waste. Part of the problem, of course, is that in the marketing business, which I'm a marketing guy, one of the problems is that to get increased market share, you tend to move towards product segmentation. That is, more and more products that are marginally different in order to attract the next minute share of audience interest in a new flavor. So that leads to then more line changeovers because they have more products they have to keep up with. You know, that's a whole area right there.
Sure, sure.
Recovery oftentimes has to do with the notion of food donation. We have a major food bank here in the county, and even it ends up throwing away 1 million pounds of food a year. And
that's amazing, by the way. Our eyes all just went, our jaws hit the ground here.
Yeah. One of the things when you get into this issue, you recognize the scale is just astonishing. And it continues to blow my mind. But yeah, they have 1 million pounds of throwing away. And partly it's because of regulations regarding freshness dating. In other words, a food bank can't donate anything that goes past its expiration date, whether it's still perfectly good or not. So the expiration date issue has long tentacles that reach many, many ways. There's regulations also relating to what they can give away that's dented or if the packaging is torn. And of course, there's then the freshness issue of perishable fruits and vegetables. Big issue with donations, and this is something that's widely misunderstood, is the notion that we have mass feeders, that is hotels, colleges, or restaurants, that in many cases have perfectly good food that they could donate to a homeless shelter or something of that nature, and they don't. And the reason they don't is because they're afraid of litigation. They're afraid to be sued if someone gets sick.
Talking about this proposed Food Waste Solutions Institute, you did write a letter to the Secretary of the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and that was on June 20th.
Right.
And have you had any kind of response?
I have not.
It was actually, it wasn't just a letter. I'm looking at it. It was a very, very detailed proposal. So yes. You've broken down. Here's what it would cost to do this. Here's who we are, and a work plan. You've got a whole timeline. So it's all there.
We've had a remarkable partnership. The Battle Creek Community Foundation has underwritten this. We've had some real expertise. The city is on board, and the city has a very, very real interest in this because they've been prevented from incinerating their solid waste.
Have you considered or have you reached out to any of Michigan's representatives on Capitol Hill to try to push this forward?
We wanted to provide an appropriate amount of time for this proposal to work its way through the system before, you know,
kind start of rattling other cages.
Before, exactly. You said that, so thank you for being so direct.
Okay. Bill, what's at stake if we don't wrap our arms around the food waste problem in Michigan and in this country?
You know, the amount of waste extends beyond the food itself. There's a huge amount of loss of productivity in man hours. There's a huge loss in the waste of water. Water is one of the biggest ingredients to producing fruits and vegetables. The water tonnage that is essentially wasted for the food that then is not used. The amount of land that's basically being wasted. The amount of food waste we have in this country, to grow that amount of food would take 3/4 of the state of California. That's how much land is being essentially wasted or inappropriately used. And all of these are finite resources. The amount of water we have is finite. The amount of land we have is finite. You know, there's an opportunity cost here. In economics, the opportunity cost is all of this waste could have gone to producing something more valuable or producing food that is actually eaten by people. I mean, it's incredible that we have hungry people in this country when we're throwing away 30% of our food.
Bill Schroer is with the Food Waste Solutions Committee in Battle Creek. Bill, it was great to talk with you. Thank you so very much. You'll have to let us know if you ever hear back from Secretary Vilsack.
I certainly will, Cynthia. And thank you again for the opportunity to talk about this. It's been great fun.
Support for the next idea on Stateside comes from Michigan Economic Development Corporation, committed to marketing Michigan to drive job growth and investment in our communities. MichiganBusiness.org.